I'm Katie Spitalski. I'm a reporter for WLRN. And one of the crazier stories I saw in 2017 was definitely twerking on I-95 during a traffic stop. It was just around Thanksgiving, actually. The president was coming into Palm Beach County, and he was on his way to Mar-a-Lago, and that caused a huge standstill. So people were just tired of sitting and just started twerking.
I'm Tim Padgett, and I cover Latin America for WLRN. My weirdest story of 2017 involves something we usually don't associate with Latin America, snow skiing. Adrián Solana went to compete as a cross-country skier this year at the World Championships in Finland. Solano had never skied on actual snow before. He'd only trained on skis with wheels in tropical Venezuela. He tripped and tumbled repeatedly on the course in Finland. Solano eventually made it to the finish line, but he was not celebrated like, say, the Jamaican bobsled team of the 1980s, which became a symbol of Jamaica's pluck and free spirit. Solano, in fact, was declared the worst skier alive.
This is Nancy Klingener. I'm the Keys reporter for WLRN. And one of the weirder stories we had in the Keys this year came from the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. We get a pretty regular stream of weird stories from our police agencies here in the Keys. But this one really stood out. On July 12th, a Monroe Sheriff's deputy saw that a car driving by had its license plate obscured. So he pulled it over, and there was an odor of marijuana in the car. So he ended up searching the car, and inside there was a Cookie Monster doll, you know, the blue Cookie Monster from Sesame Street. And apparently the deputy noticed that it, quote, weighed more than it should have, according to the sheriff's office. And then he noticed that there was a slit cut in the back of the Cookie Monster doll, and inside were 314 grams of cocaine. So it was a Cookie Monster as well as a Cookie Monster.
I'm Alicia Zuckerman. I'm editorial director here at WLRN News. And I think one of the most unusual stories that I've seen this year. Wait, before we keep going, I just want to request that David Bowie's Starman be played under this. Okay. So there's a whole bunch of congressional candidates running for Ileana Ross Leighton's seat. And one of them is Bettina Rodriguez Aguilera. And she says that aliens have taken her into outer space. Actually, I think that she's not sure whether it was outer space or just a spaceship. She says this happened when she was 7 years old, but she described it in great detail. Among the things she learned from these aliens, apparently, is that Coral Castle here in South Florida is actually an Egyptian pyramid. She's still in the race. Other people have dropped out, with what she believes is a certain heightened awareness. And the primaries are this summer. There's a star.